Hello, and thanks for tuning in to the 10th and Broad Church of Christ podcast. Today's message is presented by Ken Holsberry, the preaching minister at the 10th and Broad Church. Let's tune in now for Ken's message.
Well, we started a series last week called The Path to Peace. And I'll tell you something that you may not know, but whenever I preach, very often I am tested during the week on what I preached about. And I was tested in my peace this week. I was tested with some things that caused me worry and anxiety. And I immediately had to think and put into practice the very things that we talked about last week. Because we talked about some very specific, practical, helpful steps that we can take to experience the peace that the Lord Jesus gives to us. And so I hope that you have experienced peace this last week. Today we're going to look at two more really practical and helpful steps that we can walk in as we experience the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're taking this series from Philippians chapter 4, and so you may want to turn there or look there on your device, but Philippians chapter 4 verse 7 gives us an amazing promise from God. And it's the promise of peace. But it's not just any peace. It's a peace that passes understanding. It is a peace that is beyond all comprehension. If you do these things, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than the human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts quiet and your heart at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus. What a beautiful promise. A promise we cling to. But as we said last week, with the promise, there's a premise. And the premise is, if you do these things, we have this peace. This peace comes to us through the Lord Jesus Christ when we are united with Him, when we walk with Him. But we have to do some things to keep this peace because we live in a world and we have an enemy who does everything that it can to rob us of the peace that is ours. And so if we do these things, and last Sunday we started talking about these things that we can do to have peace, steps that we can take to walk in this path of peace. And the first one that we looked at last week was that we refuse to worry about anything. How many of you did a little better this last week about worrying than you had done in weeks before? Good. You took some steps on the path of peace. It's a good place to walk, a good place to be. So we refuse to worry about anything. And we said that whenever you remove something from your life, you got to fill it so there won't be a void. And what we fill it with is we refuse to worry. And so we talk to God about everything. Talk to God about everything. There's nothing that we can't talk to our Father God about. And so instead of worrying, we worship. Instead of panicking, we pray. And so, as I said, I was put to the test on that this last week. And I'm thankful for these really practical steps. Because God is faithful. As we take these steps, He continues to shower us with this peace that passes understanding. He is very, very faithful to keep the promises that He gives us in Scripture. So let's continue today to look at two more just really practical, helpful steps that you can take. We refuse to worry about anything. We talk to God about everything. And we thank God in all things. If you have an outline and you want to fill that out, you can fill that blank in. We thank God in all things. That's what is written in verse 6 of Philippians chapter 4. When you ask God for what you need, also thank Him for all He's done. There is a really strong connection, not just in Philippians, in all of Scripture, and in all of life. There's an incredibly strong connection between peace and gratitude. Between a heart that is peace and a heart that is full of gratitude. Because one of the healthiest emotions that you can live out and share and express is the emotion of gratitude. And the context of this verse is, again, in talking to God. That second step on the path of peace is talk to God about everything. But when you talk to God about what you need, and you absolutely should talk to God about what you need, but also don't ever forget to spend some time also giving Him thanks for all things. Give Him thanks when you ask Him. There was a small group I knew about one time that practiced something in their small group every week. And they called it their pleases and their thank yous. And that's the language they used in their small group. When they sat down together for that time of their group where they were going to pray together, they reminded themselves to offer pleases and to offer thank yous. And so they would take prayer requests. They would take things from the group. And they would always say to the Lord, please, when they ask Him. But they would also take praise reports from the group and thanksgiving reports. And they would always say thank you when they were offering those up to God. And I love that. And you can practice that in a small group. You can practice that around your table. You can practice that in your own private praying to remember your pleases and your thank yous. Because the reality of life is that we all have pleases and thank yous. Now, there's a book called Choosing Joy. And on the cover of that book is a set of railroad tracks. And the writer of that book, she says that most of the time when we hear life talked about and we hear about the good and the bad, we hear about hills and valleys. That's one of the ways that we talk about life. That there are sometimes we're going up the hill. There's sometimes we're down in the valley. Sometimes we're up high and things are going great. Sometimes we're down low and we're struggling. And that is a way that we talk about going through life. But this author, in talking about choosing joy, said she has really experienced in her life that more than sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, she's experienced it that it's really like two rails on a railroad track, and that as she goes through life, simultaneously, at the same time, things are going good and things are going bad. Does anybody relate to that? It's not usually just everything's good and then the next day everything's bad. It's usually on any given day, there are some good things that are happening and there are some things that are struggles. And we are all through life going down these two tracks. There are good times and there are bad times. And so when we talk to God, we've always got pleases, and we've always got thank yous. And so talk to God about everything, but give thanks for all things. That's the third step on the path to peace. And the fourth is this: think about good things. Think about good things. Why is it important to think about good things? Because the battle with stress, the battle with worry, the battle with anxiety, whatever word you want to use this week about what you're feeling or experiencing, that battle is really not out there. That battle's in here. It's in our mind. It's in our heart. And so God reminds us in this passage that if we're going to choose peace, if we're going to stay on the path to peace, then we got to think about good things. We've got to feed good things into our mind. If you want a peace of mind, then you're going to have to control what goes into your mind and what you are thinking about. And very honestly, just through the lull of life, we become pretty unintentional about what we allow into our mind. We just do. We get caught in a routine and go through the motions, and we're not really paying attention often about what we are thinking about and what we are allowing into our mind. There is a computer phrase G-I-G-O. I don't know how you pronounce it. Do you know how you help people say it? Gigo? Do what? You don't pronounce it, okay. You just G-I-G-O. But it means this: garbage in, garbage out. And for computer folks, what that means is, if you put the wrong information into the computer, you are always going to get the wrong information out of the computer. There's no other alternative. That when you put false things in, you're going to get false things out. When you put wrong things in, you're going to get wrong things out. And that is equally true for this amazing computer that God has put in our skulls. And when we put garbage in, we're going to get garbage out. And you can apply that to your life in a lot of ways. I won't even go through all the different ways that you could apply what you are allowing into your mind. But whatever you allow in is what's going to come out. I want to apply it this way, and I want to do it as gently and helpfully as I can, not to chastise you, but there are many of you, and it's many of you who are watching online this morning right now, who are at home, and you're stuck at home, and you're spending lots of time at home, and you're finding that you are full of worry, and that you are full of anxiety, and that you are not experiencing peace. And I would propose to you that the more time that you sit all day long and watch the news, the less peace you're going to have. Now, I'm not saying you should never know what's going on in the world, but I'm saying if that's what you sit during this season of life, and that's what many folks are doing, and you fill your mind with that stuff all day long, you're going to get exactly what they intend for you to get. Here's what I mean by that. The point of the newscast is to create fear. It's how they get ratings. The point of the newscast is to create worry and anxiety. And if that's what you're pouring into your mind, and you are finding that you cannot find any peace, I would suggest to you that there is a very strong correlation. So choose what goes into your mind. Think about these things. Jesus says to us, fill your minds with those things that are true, that are good, that are right. Fill your mind. Think about things that are pure and beautiful and respected. If anything is excellent, or if anything is worthy of honor, think about those things. And here's what I want to say to you this morning about that passage. That's a passage a lot of folks know. We read that passage. We think that's a lovely passage. All those are good things. And we kind of see that as a spiritual litany that's said out loud every once in a while. We see that as just spiritual talk. But what I want you to know is that is very practical instruction from your master. That is your Lord Jesus who is saying to you, I have this incredible peace that is yours. And here's how you can keep it. No matter what is going on around you, no matter what your circumstances look like, no matter what's happening in the world, here are some really practical things you can do to experience my promise. And one of them is this. Jesus is saying, this is what you think about. This is how you fill your mind. This is how you fill your minutes and your hours. And if things are not producing that, if you're filling them with things that are opposite of these words, you're not going to experience peace. It's the way the world works. And Jesus has given us such helpful advice. I hope that you'll take it that way. Isaiah says, the Lord will keep in perfect peace all who trust in God, whose thoughts are fixed on God. Perfect peace. Thinking about God is what brings perfect peace. And really, isn't that what Philippians chapter 4 is describing? It is God who is true and right and good. It is God who is pure and beautiful and respected. It is God that is excellent and worthy of honor. And so we think about God. We think about the Lord Jesus Christ. And what we think about is going to determine how stressed and worried we are. What we think about is going to determine how much peace we experience on any given day. Corrie ten Boom, I hope that's someone you know. If you don't, you need to go and look and learn about Corrie ten Boom. She said this, "If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. If you look at Christ, you'll be at rest." I want you to walk in the path of peace. I want you to experience the peace that passes all understanding. If you want that too, then practice these things. Do these things. Take these practical steps. Stop looking at the world and then wondering why you're so distressed. Stop looking within and wondering why you're so depressed. And start looking at Jesus and experiencing His rest. And again, it's not just a spiritual phrase that we say at church. It's a daily practical decision that we make to walk in these steps, to refuse to worry about anything, to talk to God about everything, to thank God in all things, and to think about good things. And so we're going to sing a song. I want you to stand as we sing this song. And then we're actually going to sing several more songs that will lead us into our communion, that will center our thoughts on Jesus, our thoughts on our Father God, who is beautiful beyond description.